Okay, so let me comment. Though you lie down among the sheepfolds, that this is an allusion to also the person who stays at home and divides the spoil. There's a type of rest or and a position that this psalm is talking about, because if we are in that correct position, then God arises and he does the work. So my reference for that, though you lie down among the sheepfolds. Okay, so what is that place of perfect contentment with God? The Lord is my shepherd. I lie down among the sheepfolds. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. I have abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is a positional place. When you lie down in the sheepfolds, that God is your provision. You're content with your life, your lot, and all the provision is there. I shall not want. Godliness with contentment is great gain. So the covenant breaking end of that is to lust and covet for other people's stuff or their wives or their cattle or whatever that leads to, as James says, murder and all this other stuff. And you will be like wings of a dove covered with silver. What is that? That's the redemptive purpose of the Holy Spirit will be operating in you and through you. Silver is redemption. You will be like the wings of a dove. Dove is the peace, the Holy Spirit. Her feathers with yellow gold. Okay, yellow gold only on her feathers. Okay, that's an external. This is the anointing of God's glory that comes on us. It's not our glory, but we are containers for his glory. That we are vessels that have this exceedingly great weight of glory. That this is the testimony that we have. And then God gets all the glory and honor and praise and power. He is doing the work because we are the submitted vessels. We are at rest. He is doing the work. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Zalmon. Okay, Zalmon is actually is a secondary reference to Mount Hermon, to the snows on the top of Hermon. Okay, could you go on,